lot of the questions asked by journalists at the presidential primary debates have been pretty pointless. According to an analysis of question topics by FAIR intern Gunnar Olsen, almost a third of them were unrelated to policy, and some of these were downright silly. What would you want your Secret Service code name to be? Or should the day after the Super Bowl be a national holiday? But on other questions, the media's point was all too clear. The most frequent economic topic was taxes, and questions about social spending often framed it as a vice, as when Fox's Martha McCallum asked, "How do you get Americans who are able to take the job instead of a handout?" On international policy, questioning often took a hawkish tone, as when CNN's Dana Bash challenged Bernie Sanders, "You voted against the Iraq War. You voted against the Gulf War. Under what circumstances would a President Sanders actually use force?" Or when CBS's John Dickerson asked Hillary Clinton if the Paris attacks had made her change her mind about not declaring war against ISIS. The most recent Republican debate, not included in FAIR's study, was focused on terrorism and keeping the country safe. The tone was set by moderator Hugh Hewitt of Salem Media's question for Ben Carson, laying out what Hewitt evidently sees as a primary requisite for a U.S. president. Quote, "Could you order airstrikes that would kill innocent children by not the scores, but the hundreds and the thousands?" Close quote. Well, both the moderators and the candidates were clear about what terrorism and whose safety they were interested in. As Adam Johnson pointed out on FAIR.org, in a debate in which more than 20,000 words were spoken, the words Planned Parenthood or Charleston did not appear. In the course of arguments over the University of Texas's affirmative action plan, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia suggested that African Americans belong in slower track schools. It can be argued, Scalia said, that, quote, "it does not benefit African Americans to get them into the University of Texas, where they do not do well, as opposed to having them go to a slower track school, where they do well," close quote. Admitting fewer black students to U of T wouldn't necessarily be bad, Scalia continued, citing a brief in the case. Quote, "Most of the black scientists in this country don't come from schools like the University of Texas. They come from lesser schools where they do not feel that they're being pushed ahead in classes that are too fast for them," close quote. Well, those were remarkable comments, and they were remarked upon. But if you only read the New York Times, you might not quite have seen why, due to Times Supreme Court reporter Adam Liptak's choice to tweak Scalia's comments in a way that altered their meaning. Wrote Liptak, quote, "In a remark that drew muted gasps in the courtroom, Justice Antonin Scalia said that minority students with inferior academic credentials may be better off at a less advanced school, a slower track school where they do well," close quote. The reason for the gasps, surely, was that Scalia didn't say black students with inferior academic credentials would be better off at worse schools. He said African Americans in general would. The Times and other media should grapple with that head on, not disguise it. And finally, according to the Tyndall Report, Donald Trump accounts for 27% of all nightly broadcast TV campaign coverage so far, more than all the Democratic candidates combined. Tyndall also confirms what even the Christian Science Monitor is calling a virtual blackout of Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders. ABC World News Tonight, which devoted 81 minutes this year to Donald Trump's campaign, gave Sanders about 20 seconds. You can say a lot about that, but you can't justify it with talk about electability, since a Quinnipiac poll from early December found that Sanders would beat Trump by 8 points in a general election. You're listening to Counterspin, brought to you each week by the Media Watch Group FAIR.